Hey, football fans, for those of you who can't get enough Baldy's breakdowns, be sure to subscribe to Brian Baldinger's The Best Football Show. New episodes drop Monday through Friday, where Baldy breaks down the best games of the week. Be sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Welcome on in. It's the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you join the show. Kyle Quinn behind the glass. You guys with us. A lot to get to today. Seth Joyner an hour from now. We will hear from Nick Sirianni over the course of the show. It is a What If Wednesday. Elliot Shore, Park Slater, and the beginning of what we're calling here Hugh's Holiday Stock, and we're going to find out what's in it. We'll tell you all about that. Good morning, Hugh.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Philadelphia. Hey, y'all need to probably, Herb, and go get your Christmas shopping done, man. I went to the store yesterday, Joe, right?
You browse or shop?
Well, I had to buy something. I bought a, what's the thing with you put the cheese in it and you...
Cheese grater.
Cheese grater. Got a cheese grater, right?
For cheese?
I'm making soap yesterday.
Right.
And I needed to grind the soap
up. I should have known.
And, So I go in the store, and it was almost like you ever been to Florida? People that have been to Florida when there's a hurricane coming, and all the toilet paper's gone, and the bread and the milk.
Of course,
It looked like that in the store.
But for Christmas stuff.
But for the appliances, there was a run on appliances, I guess, because I guess they're super cheap. The air fryers and all of this stuff.
We're 3 weeks
cheap.
Away from today.
I mean, yeah, you gotta man, get and it's like you better get that Christmas shopping done, man, because. There was a couple of grandmas in there. They're a little pushy. A little pushy in this grocery store.
This is their time to shine.
Yeah,
all right.
It was wild.
Well, get your shopping done. That's a good start for the show today. All right, 215-592-9494. Hugh, it's interesting, as the Eagles continue to win games and the Eagles continue to look like one of the best teams in the NFL, it's so interesting to watch how the conversation is shifting around their quarterback, right? In the beginning of the season, Jalen Hurts was struggling. We all can go back and say he was struggling, right? Mm-hmm. First four games, he struggled. And then the offense changed, the team changed, and he has played better since then. There's no question about that. Jalen Hurts has played better. Only two turnovers since week four. He has played better. He has played, I actually think, for what they're asking him to do, he's played well, right? He's done a nice job. But at the same time, like, you know, you think about this thing like as if it's a car. He's not driving this thing right now.
He's driving.
He's along for the ride right now.
No, he's driving it because and I know we're in a strange time when it comes to our quarterback. I know there are things that during the course of the season we saw that he couldn't do. Mm-hmm. I get that, but this team goes as Jalen Hurts goes, and I know that for a lot of people that might sound kind of crazy because of the season that Saquon Barkley is having. I get that. Jalen Hurts is still a good quarterback. They've reduced his role somewhat, but you can't tell me that we can have these same results with Kenny Two Gloves back there. You just can't. I do not believe that.
No, I don't think anyone believes they'd win 8 in a row with Kenny Pickett back there. But like, could they have won the Ravens game on Sunday with Pickett?
I don't think so.
Jalen Hurts completed 11 passes.
I mean, I think he brings a different dynamic to the field that right now is not being quantified because Saquon Barkley is overshadowing everything.
And that's fair, and it's understandable. Look, I think – I want to make it clear as we get into this conversation. I think Jalen Hurts is playing well. I mean, he's playing – I think the last 2 weeks he's been in control of the game. I thought the Rams game he played really well. But they're not asking him to do a lot. I mean, it's really – compared to the rest of the league, he's not –
he's doing a lot less.
Yeah, I mean, so over the last 8 games, right, they've had this 8-game winning streak. He has thrown the ball an average of 21.5 times per game, which, again, we're all good with because it is working, and he's been efficient. He was passer rating that time is 114. He has been, you know, he's run for 10 touchdowns. He's been really efficient and done a nice job.
He just hasn't been that guy that has been throwing the ball all around
the screen. Right, he's not the driving force. Right, the way I view it is, if it's a car, he's still in the car. No one's kicking him out of the car. But he's not driving this bus right now. If we're doing the bus analogy like we're going down to New Orleans, Saquon's driving the bus. The O-line's driving the bus. The defense is taking turns driving the bus. Jalen's in the back, hanging out, playing cards, you know, having a good time.
See, that sounds like something I would be doing. But I don't believe that to be the case. I know in the first game of the season, he threw it 34 times. He had 20 completions.
Yep.
And we were able to win that game. And as the season progressed, there were games where he tried to throw it. And it wasn't that great. But there were a lot of factors that factor into that. I feel like, you know, when you talk about Schmitty and A.J. not being out there for a couple of those games,
sure,
especially when I think of that Tampa Bay game, mm-hmm. that's huge. This is the tale of two seasons for me, because it's easy for us as fans to look at that. And I understand what you're saying, Joe. I understand what you're saying. Don't get me wrong. And there is some validity to that. But when you have a team that has the capabilities to run the ball the way that we're running the ball and have the offensive line that we have, why put the ball in harm's way? Especially if we're being efficient. Now, there were times in that game where in the Baltimore game, mm-hmm. where Jalen was efficient with his legs. He threw the ball with pinpoint accuracy. And it's just made it easier. Saquon has made everything that we do easier, but I still feel that Jalen is part of this, and he's the catalyst to this team, so he's the driver.
So, look, I think he's certainly part of it. He's the quarterback of the football team, and his legs are they help. All right? He has 10 rushing touchdowns in the last 8 weeks. They help a lot, and the tush push is obviously a tremendous play still for the Eagles. We're watching a game manager. It's okay. I mean, game managers have won Super Bowls before. I'm going to give you a comp. This Eagles team, it's almost eerily similar statistically. They're like the 2013 Seahawks with Russell Wilson when he was young. They were led by a running game with Marshawn Lynch. Their defense with the Legion of Boom, and the Eagles' defensive numbers are kind of, in a way, very similar to that Seahawks team. I looked at it yesterday. I was blown away how similar they are. And then Russell Wilson played well, but I think he was 22nd in the NFL in passing attempts that year. Russell wasn't the driver of that team then. I mean, he became it as the years went on. But then I believed he was along for the ride. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Shiel Kapadia. He was on with the morning show. Listen to how he framed what the Eagles are asking of Jalen Hurts compared to the rest of the NFL right now. Here's Shiel Kapadia.
Yeah, I think you look at this last game, and he's doing what's asked of him, but what's asked of him is not in the passing game. Is not what other teams are asking of their quarterbacks. This is just how the team is built. You know, this is a defense first, run heavy, offensive line type team right now, and we've seen that, and it's worked well. They've won 8 games in a row. So you look at this last game, he threw, 18 or 19 passes in this game. They're incorporating the run-pass options. They're doing play action. You did see some progress there where they're going under center. Play action. He's throwing the football over the middle more in recent weeks, which I really like. He's showing he's able to do that. So it's one of those situations where you got to look at two things. Like, one is what's being asked of him compared to other quarterbacks in terms of carrying the load in the passing game for the entire team. And then two is what's he doing with what he's being asked to do? And that second question, I think he did a good job this last week.
Well, he's doing a good job in what they're asking him to do. I think that is... You know, 6-7 weeks ago, Hugh, that was up in the air, right? Because he had some games where it was like, it's choppy. The last few weeks, he's played well in his role. It's just funny to watch this because it's a totally different role than maybe people envisioned when the season started.
Yeah, and I feel like the more Jalen gets comfortable with what he's being asked to do, as we progress through this, I think there's more that he's going to be able to do. You know, this is eerily similar to me. And this is a long runway, people, so don't nobody start tweeting me and texting me and getting all in your feelings about what I'm about to say.
Mm-mm.
But early in his career, Tom Brady was considered a game manager.
I agree with you.
And sometimes, as good as Tom Brady is, you have to pull it back just a little bit and allow your quarterback to grow. The unfortunate thing about being in the NFL nowadays, and being a quarterback in particular, is you're thrown into a situation where most times you're expected to excel immediately. Mm-hmm. And sometimes there's a little bit of regression. Perfect example is the quarterback that we're going to play this weekend, Bryce Young. There were talks last year. This year early on, he got benched. He's a bust. Now he's starting to look like the first round pick that they picked when they picked him.
We'll see him this
weekend. Playing
yeah.
better because they had to sit him down. And he had to do a hard reset. Not saying Jalen has to do that, but the more Jalen gets comfortable, and you see it, he's better. He's gotten better with the blitz. He's getting the ball out of his hands in time. The more he gets comfortable with, as you start to put more on his plate, he will get better at that. And right now, I think everything is being overshadowed by the fact that Saquon Barkley is just, man, he's a cheat code. There's no doubt about it. Saquon Barkley right now is a cheat code because you know, like, Rhea, shout out to Rhea Hughes, and I think she's coming on with us today.
Tomorrow.
Sorry about that, Rhea. I got a little bit excited. But
make Rhea drive back into work. She's
my bad, Rhea. She's probably listening like, are you kidding me? But no, because we text back and forth at the beginning of the games,
yep.
And she always is livid at the beginning because it looks disjointed.
Well, that's the truth.
That's the truth. But especially this weekend, because it was like the first play, Saquon Barkley ripped off like a 15-yard run.
And then they threw the Cuffy and Shipley.
Then they started throwing the ball. But I think that's trying to get him in a comfort zone. You know what I mean? And that's where we are right now. And I think as we progress through this, still got a lot of football to play this season. I think he would be better at that. And those moments that you're looking for from our quarterback, those can still happen.
They can, and maybe they won't need to. I mean, there's a world where this just works this way the whole year. I mentioned the 2013 Seahawks. Russell Wilson was a game manager. Russell Wilson was along for the ride. Their defense was so great, and their running game was so great. I don't remember him throwing the ball more than 25 times in any playoff game. He didn't need to. They won the Super Bowl that way. This could work. Now, I did say last week, and I do think it's going to happen at some point, he's going to have to throw them back in the game. But maybe I'm wrong on that. I've been wrong a lot this season. Maybe they just run the ball and play defense all the way to a Super Bowl. But the way I frame the Jalen thing is right now, he's along for the ride. 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Nick Sirianni, who obviously doesn't want us to talk like this because he interjected in his own press conference. He basically stopped this. He tried to stop today's conversation from happening before it even happened. Here was Nick on Sunday and how he frames the way Jalen's playing.
Can't say enough good things about, you know, how Jalen managed that 4 minute. And you know, you'll say, well, game manager, that's bull. That's all. Like, Jalen played an awesome game. And his stats are going to say, right, we didn't throw it a lot. We were 11-19. He had 118 yards. But that guy made runs when he needed to make runs. He made good checks. He managed the game in a 4 minute to take the clock down, to use as much time as he can. Man.
Well, he said it twice there. He managed the game.
Yeah, because in this day and age, that word game manager is triggering to a lot of people that, with no disrespect to the people, that don't understand football. Because when you say that to me, I don't feel that that's a negative connotation.
It doesn't
have to have one. But I understand why it is.
Well, he's trying to get ahead of this before it becomes a big
thing. Yes, because, and not only that, Joe, think about it like this. We talked a lot about how there had to be a come to Jesus moment, mm-hmm. and there had to be a lot of conversations to be had, and there were a lot of egos that needed to be stroked in order to get to this point.
Well, you got
to
be comfortable with your
role.
Yes,
you have to be comfortable. And I feel that with Jalen, that had to happen. You know, pull back a little bit so we could have ultimate team success. There are going to be opportunities, man. This is the beautiful part about this game, is that there are going to be opportunities for you to shine. You just have to be prepared to take advantage of them.
You got to wait your turn. And right now, the way I frame it is Jalen's along for the ride. 215-592-9494. Where do you come down on this? Is Jalen driving the car, or is he along for the ride? Kyle, what's your feeling as the Eagles have won 8 straight? Their quarterback is playing well in that stretch, but he's obviously being asked to do less than other guys.
He's obviously along for the ride. I don't put him in like the top 4 or 5 reasons why the Eagles are, you know, on this 8-game winning streak, why they're 10-2, why they're looking at the 1 seed. Like, it's okay, though. I mean, clearly it's working. They did just win 8 straight. They're 10-2. They could go get the 1 seed. Sirianni can say it's BS all he wants, but he just said it multiple times. Jalen Hurts is a game manager. The Eagles can win the Super Bowl with Jalen Hurts being a game manager, but this is Saquon Barkley's team. This is the offensive line's team, and this is a defensive football team. I mean, it's okay to say it. Jalen Hurts is not driving the car. He's not poking holes in the tires. He's not leaking the gas tank.
First 4 weeks, he poked a few holes in the tires.
Sure.
Since then, he has been very steady
absolutely.
In the backseat.
He's just sitting there in the backseat with his headphones in, nice and quiet, and that's okay.
Once in a while, they ask him, should we turn right or left here? And he makes the right decision, and we go, and we're on our way. We're navigating this thing. 215-592-9494. Let's go to the phone lines here. Positive Kevin in Cranford is up to start us off. Good morning, Positive Kevin.
Are you guys nuts?
About what?
Jalen Hurts is the reason, one of the reasons why this team is doing so good. I mean, he is co-driving this car along with Barkley. Who is the one who's been audibling in the line of scrimmage? Is it Barkley?
No, it's the quarterback. That's the quarterback.
How are you co-driving?
Okay, so who's the one that's really driving this offense then? Barkley's not the one who's going to be audibling at the line of scrimmage saying, oh, let's change from a pass to a run. right? He's the one that's doing it.
Sure, he's doing his job. That's his job. His job is to go to the line in the play and put them in the right spot.
Come on, Kevin.
Is that not his job? It's been his job since he became the starting quarterback.
It is his job, but he's doing. He's the reason why. He could be the reason why Barkley's are breaking out for these long runs, because they might have called the pass, and you know what? He sees something and says, "Oh wait, you know what? Let's go from a pass to a run."
But hold on. I think he does a good job at this, Kevin. What you're saying, I thought that since he took over as a starting quarterback. But you're making it sound like he's broken the code here that no one else can do. You think another quarterback can't read the defense and say?
I don't think any two gloves can do it.
Wait a second.
Hold on.
You think another quarterback can't go to the line and read the defense and say, they've got 7 in the box, 8 in the box, 9 in the box, I'm going to check to the pass with a run here? Like, that's math.
We can.
I don't think Kenny Pickett can do that, and that's why he is where he's at.
Well, he's a backup. Of course, Jalen should be better than this.
Well, you said earlier that you think Kenny Pickett come in and
they could have won the game this past Sunday with Pickett. He was 11 of 19 for 118 yards.
Why are we yelling at each other? Though?
You think?
I thought this was positive.
Kenny Pickett could run the ball just like Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts ran for 3 yards a carry on Sunday. He had 29 yards. What are you talking about? Now, there are some games this year, Kevin. I'll give you the Rams game. I thought Jalen made some big throws in that game, and he ran well. You're telling me the game this past Sunday, with the way the defense played, Kenny Pickett couldn't have thrown the ball 11 times?
I don't think he could have.
Oh, come on, guys.
No, Joe, can we be honest?
Yeah, I'm being honest.
That defense, wait. Hold on. That defense could have let up more yards in the air, because Lamar missed some open receivers.
Okay, was it to Jalen?
And what I'm saying is that this defense is great. Yes, it's good, but the reason why this team is clicking is because of Jalen Hurts.
No, it's not.
Come on,
Kevin. I want to ask you a question just to see how far you'll go with this. When you back in the day, Trent Dilfer on the Ravens, you would say that guy was along for the ride, right?
Yes.
You know, in the last 8 games, Jalen Hurts has thrown Jalen Hurts has thrown the ball less than Trent Dilfer did in 2000. They're asking less of Jalen Hurts, who's obviously 5 times better than Trent Dilfer, but they're asking less of him than the Ravens asked of Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, he got me on that one.
No way in hell they're asking less of him.
Yes, they are.
Kevin, he's thrown
the ball 21 times a game for 2 months. Sheil Kapadia said nobody.
He has one of the best running backs.
Kevin, that's enough. Every quarterback does the same thing. Peyton Manning went to the line for years and conducted the offense and chose pass or run based on the box, and he handed it to Edgerrin James 350 times a year. Like, I think Jalen makes the right decision most of the time. But, like, that's what we're going to give him credit for? Checking to the run or pass?
Listen, Joe. I hear what you're saying.
He's good at it.
But what you're being real disrespectful with.
I'm not being disrespectful.
Yes, you are. Is that because you just diminished the importance of a quarterback. You just broke it down to, all you got to do is hand the ball off and give it. It's more to it than that.
But every quarterback has to do the same thing.
But every quarterback can't do that. Every quarterback can't do
can't
that.
Can't hand
Joe.
Ball to Saquon?
No.
Wait a second, Hugh.
Joe,
is it not a math game? He goes to the line. He reads the defense.
No, but
he
Joe,
sees what they're in, and then he decides this box is light or heavy.
Again, I've never played quarterback, but it's way more to
it than
what you're trying to make.
No,
it
I think well, I actually think when he drops back and reading the defense, that is the challenging part.
I think if it was that easy, like the way you're making it sound. That you have, what's his name, Chris Spielman, Chris Spielman?
No, yeah. No, it's Chris Sims.
Chris Sims,
you need to combine the physical and the mental. I'm just saying, like, we're sitting here saying, give him all the credit because the mental.
I feel like there's more to what Jalen brings to the table than you know, you're giving him credit for.
I think he's doing a nice job, but that doesn't mean he's not driving the team.
No, he's definitely driving the team. Because I don't feel like you get these same kind of wins if Jalen's not out there. I mean, that's just a fact. Now, again, Saquon Barkley, the contribution that he has made for this team is bananas.
Sure.
And he's taking a lot of pressure. He's taking a lot of pressure off of Jalen. But Jalen is the star that stirs the drink, though, man.
All right, last eight games. Can I give you the games they would have won?
No, I know what you don't sit here and say give me the last game Kenny Pickett could have won.
They would have won the Ravens game with Pickett.
Nope.
They would have won the Cowboy game with Pickett. They would have won the Giants game with Pickett, and they would have won the Browns game with Pickett.
No.
Yes, they would have.
Joe, I don't believe that.
Why?
I don't believe that because I feel like you're
he completed 10 passes against the Giants.
But you're talking about you're talking about the completions.
Yes.
I'm talking about the mental wherewithal to put the ball in the right position and put the ball in the hands of the playmakers when he does have to throw the football. You're diminishing those 11 throws, but those were 11 key throws. The one that he had, the out route that he threw to Dallas Goedert for the touchdown, that was a key throw. Kenny Two Gloves, I don't think, makes that throw. I don't think makes that throw.
It's not a
that quick
throw.
Slant,
it's not
Joe.
A hard throw. It's
Joe,
not
what,
a hard
what,
throw.
What you're not gonna do today?
It's not a
is
hard
sit
throw.
Sit here and make it sound like anybody can go back there and play quarterback because that's what you're doing.
He has made in this season. I thought the Bengals game was amazing. They don't win that game without him. He's made some great
throws. New Orleans game. Stop it, Joe. Do not.
He had a fumble. He
here.
Had a pick in the end
Joe,
zone in that game.
Do not sit here and do that. That is disrespectful.
I think they win the New Orleans game without him.
Stop
I do.
It, Joe.
215-59. I do.
Joe, this is ridiculous.
It's not ridiculous.
This is. And you know what? Santa hears you, and he got a problem with this. This gonna reflect on your Christmas gift.
Speaking of Santa, we got a big announcement coming up next.
Bad take.
All right, 215. No, it's not 215-592-9049. He's clearly they're asking less of him than the Ravens asked of Trent Dilfer. He's throwing the ball less than Trent Dilfer.
That Trent Dilfer one was strong though. I couldn't believe when I saw
that this morning. I was like, wait, is this real? All right, 215-592-9049. Is Jalen Hurts driving the car? Or is he along for the ride? Again, I think he's I'll say it again so everyone hears it. I think Jalen's playing well. I like the way he's playing. But he's obviously along for the ride. Hugh says I'm being over the top on this. What do you think? Judging by everyone that's waiting to talk here, I got an uphill battle to climb. All right, your call's on that next. And we have another big giveaway starting today. This is going to be incredible. Listen for how you could win next. 215-592-9494. It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Hey, I remember this song. The Cars, right? Who's going to drive the hoe tonight?
Saquon's driving. O-line's driving. Defense is driving. And Jalen's in the car.
We have
he's navigating. No.
The Eagles have diminished
the quarterback.
Of our $250 million quarterback.
I didn't do anything. The Eagles did this. This is
it's not my fault. It's their fault.
I'm just watching. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from James Jones. And then we got to tell you about an incredible giveaway that we have starting today and how we're going to get there. First, though, James Jones talking here about Jalen Hurts and how he always does make the play when asked.
Jalen Hurts always makes the play.
Come on.
Whether it's with his arm, whether it's with his legs, whatever it is, he always makes the play. We've seen this dude get to the Super Bowl on his right arm. We've seen this dude win football games on his right arm. We've seen this dude win a lot of football games without Saquon Barkley. We acted like Saquon Barkley would have been drafted by the Eagles and been with Jalen Hurts since day one. Jalen Hurts been a winner before Saquon Barkley. So all this stuff we're saying about Saquon is true. He is an MVP candidate. All that is true. But Jalen was winning without him, and Jalen had to throw the ball without him. Jalen always makes the play.
All right, I want to respond to what James Jones said, because I think some
people... Speak on it, James Jones.
I think some people take this the wrong way. When you say Jalen Hurts is a game manager right now, he's along for the ride, whatever you want to frame it. I think some people take his hue as...
They do.
That he's not capable.
They do.
But let me give you a reason that's not what I mean. I'm just saying right now, this team, this year, he's along for the ride. I didn't think that in 2022.
I don't believe that.
I didn't think that in 2022. I thought he should have been the MVP of the league before he got hurt. I thought he was the driving force then. And let me give you an example of this. A higher level player. John Elway's career changed from the driving force of the Broncos when they went to 3 Super Bowls and lost them. Right, he was a great player. He's an all-timer.
I know what you're about to do, and you're wrong, Joe.
And then when Terrell Davis came along at the end of his career, John Elway was not the driving force anymore. He was along the ride as Terrell Davis ran them to the Super Bowl.
This is where I respectfully disagree. It's because you're right to a certain extent. When Terrell got there, It made everything easier. It made that team not so one dimensional. Mm-hmm. John Elway's still a dog though. They didn't have the same kind of cachet that they had when Bubby Brissett was back there playing. It wasn't the same thing, dog. It wasn't. I'm keeping it a bean.
Elway helped. He had the flip the spin to the end zone when they beat the Packers. But like it was Terrell Davis.
You sat here and you have diminished the importance of the quarterbacks in about 30 minutes.
No, but some are more important than others in particular seasons.
Jalen's very important to this team. This is the ebb and flow of the NFL this year. Because if you look at most of the teams that are having success this year, they're not throwing the football a whole lot. They're not throwing the football. The running game has kind of taken the lead in this. And you know what's the ironic thing about this? I love the fact that the running backs are having a huge resurgence. But at the end of the day, Joe, the most important position on the field is the quarterback.
So,
and that has been shown in the past. It's just that this year, the focus has shifted. It's that too high safety thing, man.
Yeah.
We talked about it earlier in the year. That's what it is.
Let me say this. You're right and you're not at the same time. Okay, you're right. It's become more of a running league, and the quarterbacks maybe are throwing a little less. But nobody's played as many games as Jalen and thrown as few passes as Jalen. Like, he's 22nd in the NFL in passing attempts this year.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other guys from, like, 23 down have only played, like, 8 games, 10 games, 8 games, 8. They've been backups, starters, hurt, in and out. Like, he has 12 starts under his belt, and he's only thrown 304 passes. So, like, he's not a big part of the passing game.
So, basically, what you're telling me is that when it all evens out, everybody plays the same amount of games, he's going to probably be right in the middle of the pack thing. Mm. I believe that's going to be the case, Joe, especially around this time of the year. I think that when you look at you have to look at every year in the NFL as it's just its own separate thing.
I agree. But he's at the bottom of the separate thing,
and they're one of the better teams. Who else is that? Okay, if he's 31 or 32,
so he's 22nd in attempts. 22nd.
Who's 21st?
Well, 21st is Gardner Minshew.
Oh, that's not good.
So, but my point is, everyone. Everyone he's around has only played like 8 games. You know what I mean? Like, because they've been banged up or hurt.
I guess the point that I was trying to make, because What's your favorite quarterback name in San Diego? Well, L.A., the Chargers.
Herbert.
Herbert's not throwing the ball as much.
But more than Jalen.
Yeah, but he's not. But still, the fact remains is he's not throwing the ball much. What's his name in Pittsburgh?
Russell?
The one that's Russell Wilson. Not throwing the ball that much.
There's one thing that.
Jared Goff. Not throwing the ball that much.
But more than Jalen. Everyone's more than Jalen.
Yeah, but it's still not. It's not the volume that it once was.
But he does get those like 400-yard passing games from Jared Goff.
Yes.
Like, he's capable of doing that. Nobody can give me a good explanation as to why the Eagles, at one point this season, figured that their best path to success was by limiting the importance of Jalen Hurts to this offense. There are two sets of samples. There's the first four games.
And then there's since.
And there's since, right? And we know what Jalen looked like in those first four games. And don't give me that Saquon's great. Saquon was great in those first four games. Saquon was great this offseason when we got him. The Eagles went into this season wanting to throw the ball. The owner wants to throw the ball to win. They had to look deep within and say, not only do we need to feed Saquon more, we need to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands.
I'll tell you another thing that I feel kind of helps my argument a little bit is that we talk about Jared Goff and how he had 400 or 500 passing attempts in 405-yard passing games. He's been at offense with the same coordinator for how long?
Well, that's true, and that's a good reason for it.
And we have a first-year coordinator in what's his name?
Kellen Moore.
No, Kellen Moore. I was about to call him Kellen Winslow. I don't know why. But we have first-year coordinator.
We
don't want that. But my point is this. We found a formula for success in the first-year coordinator, and we're right on course, and we're considered to be one of the better teams in the NFL because we didn't beat our head against the wall trying to fit a round peg into a square hole.
I'm good with it.
You played to your strength.
Sure, square peg, round hole, by the way.
I did. I said it wrong?
Yeah, a round peg would likely fit.
But you just want to correct
me. I'm good with it, Hugh. I just want us all to say the same thing.
No, we are saying the same.
No.
But no, you're diminishing.
I'm not diminishing.
A little bit.
I'm being honest.
Bit.
No, he's along for the ride.
A little bit. Because it's one of those things that when you say it, it's like, it plays. I understand what you're saying, Joe, because I work with you every day, and I know how you think. But the layman, the person that doesn't understand, that plays directly into their narrative about what Jalen can't do.
2013 Russell Wilson. That's what he is.
Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer. God,
and maybe Jalen will be one day too.
Right.
But this is fine.
But Russell was along for the ride. Okay.
No, it's fine for us. I think we understand what's being said. But it's those people out there.
No, it's you.
Wow, now it's
you.
Those people?
You're those peopling us.
I am here to teach.
Stop. We all agree, though, it's pretty clear that it's working and it can work.
Definitely
and they can
working.
Win the Super Bowl this way. We're just assessing the reality of the situation, and the reality is that Jalen's not driving the car.
That he's not.
He is definitely driving the car.
Nah, he's in the back seat. He's back seat driving.
See, this is where we get caught
this
up in the
hour
semantics.
Sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly. Supply the Popeyes fly. And fill up on wings in seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, Hugh, we have something big to talk about. Remember last month when we had the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway?
Yes, and it was like the best gift we ever gave away in life.
Well, I guess we decided.
Do it again.
We're running it back.
This is the second best gift or promotion that we're doing in life. That's
big. Why can't
it
be better than the last one?
It could be better.
Well, I thought about that, but it has the potential to be.
Well, here's why it's
going to roll it out for them.
Here's why it could be the best, or at least close to it, because we're giving away the exact same prizes last time.
Ooh.
We're just going to do it a little different. So here's what you have a chance to win, and then we're going to tell you how you're going to win it. We're going to do it a little different than we did in the month of November. All right. So starting today through December 19th, we're going to have 10 qualifiers. So each show, we're going to have a qualifying winner moving forward the next 2 weeks or so. 10 qualifying winners. If you're a qualifying winner, say you win today, you win 2 Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, 32-ounce Jack Daniel's water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a tote bag. So that's the qualifying winner. And then the grand prize winner, the ultimate prize package, including a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Jack Daniel's giant Jenga, Jack Daniel's original wood smoke, and Gerhard's appliances, Weber grill, and 55-inch TV. I mean, this is the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway. Now, Hugh, last time we did this, we had a whole bunch of varieties, ways. We did Combo Con, or we had all those that. We're going to do a little different this time. So we're going to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking every single day. So
this should be fun.
Here's how you win this. Over the course of the show, we're not going to tell you what time, but at some point during today and moving forward the next couple weeks, you're going to hear this sounder.
Ho, ho. It's your holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
So when you hear that, I love the candy cane thing. Yeah, when you hear that.
It kind of hurt my feelings every time I hear it.
We hear that. We'll clear the lines. We'll get you on the phone lines if you want to participate for a chance to win. And you're going to have to try to guess what is in Hughes holiday stocking. We'll tell you how when you hear the sounder. But listen for that sounder and you'll have a chance to guess what is in Hughes holiday stocking. That's coming up as we go throughout the show. When you hear the sounder, that's your cue to call in and be part of this and a chance at the Ultimate Midday Show tailgate giveaway. Of course, sponsor Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhardt's Appliances. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Chris in Middletown, who is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hump day.
Hey, Chris. What's
Happy
up?
Happy hump day.
I know what's in Hugh's stocking. Hugh, it's a note from HR and says, please come to the show immediately when you're done. Don't go any place else, directly there. What'd you do?
I didn't do a thing.
Mm. Why has Hassan Reddick been on four of the freaking football team?
Don't lie.
I didn't cuss today. Well,
not yet.
Not in the last 30 minutes.
Well, you don't need to curse today because that's your partner's got you covered. Joel's here to show up today.
I just want us all to be on the same page with the quarterback, and it seems like it's challenging today for some reason.
Joe, I am. This is pure entertainment. Hugh, your partner too. He's trouble, Hugh, man.
Oh, but no, there's a method to his madness. I don't agree with what he's saying, but it's just he's different.
Yeah. You said it. Different guys. Listen. So here's what's going on with the topic here. All right. Jalen's like me and Hugh, all right? He's just sitting in the back of the bus. He's along for the ride. Jalen's back there. He's in the back of the bus. He's long talking with OG Wade because you're going to hear from OG Wade today. I mean, you know the bat signal went up, and I can't wait for that call. But, guys, listen, you know, they're telling you who's driving this car right now. The offense runs for Saquon. Jalen deserves, you know, credit. He's doing a hell of a job turning around and handing that ball off to him. But listen, when they get in trouble, they run the ball. When they're up, they run the ball. When they need to finish a game, they run the ball. When they want to do anything offensively, they run the ball and they give it to number 2-6. And come on, to the callers, Kevin, dude, bro, come down to reality. Let's be serious here. Saquon is going to break the single season NFL rushing record. And that's not like a take, dude. That's legit. Like, going to happen unless something crazy happens. This is not Jalen's offense. This year, this is Saquon's offense. Now, to Joe's question, do I believe that Jalen could be Russell and carry this team for a short spurt if needed to? I believe Jalen can. And I believe that is what's going to happen, and I believe that is what's going to help us take a Super Bowl. And, guys, here's what I believe we are watching. We are witnessing and watching the greatest Eagles team ever in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, that's which is very problem. Long. And this is by far the best team, and we are going to have all of the hardware.
Well, you know, Chris, it's something you said there may have sounded crazy 6 weeks ago. It's not crazy now. Chris, we appreciate the phone call. I mean, the Eagles, we painted a picture yesterday, but they don't lose again the rest of the season. All the way through New Orleans to win the Super Bowl 15-2, number one seed, championship. I mean, I heard Ross this morning saying it's the best roster in the NFL. If you add that to 15-2 and a Super Bowl championship, yeah.
Yeah, the road to Super Bowl looks like it's already been paved.
Well,
got to get there.
This is very disrespectful to the 49 team.
Yeah.
Which we all remember.
What was your favorite game that season?
We all remember.
The one with the championship, obviously.
Oh, of course, the big one, the big game.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, how could...
How could you forget that?
I watched the highlights of it all the time.
Yeah. Was it color, in color or black and white?
No, it's a cassette. It's a VHS.
Okay, I got it. 215-592-9494. All right, Brooke is up next on WIP. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, brothers. How y'all doing?
Good, What's up, Brooke?
All right, is it possible that when you take a long ride down south, three people might drive the car? Let me explain that. Okay, let's think about it. All right, without the defense, you wouldn't be able to have Jalen doing what he's doing. If you add Jalen's run yards to his passing yards, he's equivalent to Goff. You guys are way off talking about Jalen and driving. Jalen's driving, Saquon's driving, and the defense is driving. Everybody's driving. That's what's going on here.
Don't nobody drive when I'm
driving. Yeah, I'll say this, and I get your point, and I think at some point, if they're going to win the Super Bowl, Jalen's going to have to take the wheel back over and take it for a few miles. It might be an NFC Championship game where they're down 10 points and he's got to throw them back. But the last, on Sunday, he didn't drive that bus on Sunday. He sat and watched.
He drove, Joe.
He drove what?
The Dallas got a touchdown. That was a key throw. That was a big throw.
Swing past the flat.
Joe, if Kenny Pickett was there, was he going to hit the pinpoint pass?
No, he wouldn't hit that.
He's made 11 completions on Sunday.
No. That wasn't a question.
What pass on Sunday was hard?
That was got a
no,
pass.
No, it wasn't.
Oh, my God. Did you see the pass that he hit to the outside?
To A.J. Brown.
Oh, come on, man. Come on now. Come on. You're not
I think there's been games this year. Hold on. There's been games this year where Jalen has made some big-time throws. Like the throw in the back of the end zone to Devontae against the Jaguars. We caught it one hand. Hold on. The play against A.J. against the Giants down the field. Like, he's had some bombs. Sunday's not the example, guys. That game.
That slant was a big play.
It's a slant pass.
It's not. Joe, that play is not easy to throw.
Is that a high-level throw?
We have diminished.
No, the Eagles have diminished the quarterback.
We have. No, we as fans talk about, oh.
Hold on, the head coach called him a game manager. I'm just saying.
That was semantics, man.
Brooke, appreciate it.
We've got to the point. Oh, man, you made that throw in my sleep. No, you can't.
So
that's not
easy. But most pro quarterbacks make the throw.
Let's say that Brooke's analogy is correct, which I liked it. That, you have a long road trip. Somebody's taking over the wheel.
Like our bus trip. We have all these drivers.
That's exactly right. Yep. Even though I want Herb on the wheel the whole time. Mm. He's the only one I trust. Think of every game this year so far as 1 hour of the car. Which hour has Jalen Hurts taken over the wheel?
It's usually the one that's not a lot going on.
Well, which of these games? Consider each game an hour on this Eagles bus trip.
Gotcha.
No,
which one of them
it's not
was Jalen
Bengals.
Driving?
The Bengals.
I thought that
was his best game.
I don't think that's fair to the argument because you're simplifying it too much.
I'm just using his analogy.
What Jalen brings to the table is unquantifiable. I can't even. Don't be mad at me because I used the big old word.
No, it's totally quantifiable. They put stats out there.
It's not.
We all look at stats.
It's not because of the intangibles that he has, man. Jalen's a good quarterback. Jalen might not have been what we needed him to be early on, but Jalen has shown a tremendous amount of growth in the last couple of weeks, and it has been diminished because Saquon Barkley's contribution has overshadowed everything.
I think we have gotten too sensitive about Jalen. I really think we have. This is so clear. He's a game manager and along for the ride. It's okay.
No, it's
Tom
it's
Brady
not.
Was in 2001, his first year. Russell Wilson in 2013. Troy Aikman was along for the ride for some of those Cowboys runs. It's okay
no,
to say
but,
it.
But it's the nowadays. I hear what you're saying. Again, I can't stress that enough. It's the negative connotation that comes along with that word. You're right about Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman's numbers are pedestrian when you talk about what his contribution to that team and getting into the Hall of Fame. But won a Super Bowl, won a couple of them with that team.
So,
and if Troy Aikman is not there, that Dallas Cowboys team is not the same. Not the same.
I agree. But if we're doing this whole thing where, game by game, which one has Jalen Hurts won? And if you even want to say the Bengals – he only threw the ball 20 times in that game.
I know.
And defense
that's what we're doing, and I don't think that's fair.
I don't think he's first on the list of reasons that he's won, any game this year.
Not fair.
It's totally fair because it's true.
I don't think that's fair because I go back and I say the reason why we won that game against the Saints was because of Jalen Hurts.
No way. They scored 15 points.
And I know you're probably going to say, Joe, they fell down on that crossing route.
They scored 15 points.
But Jalen Hurts was a part of that win.
He threw a pick in the end zone. He fumbled.
But Jalen Hurts was a part of that win.
He was almost the reason they lost.
He was a part of that win. I feel like
not the number one reason though. Not the driver.
He was a driver. He was the reason why they won that game. I feel like this, man, because we are so enamored by what other people are doing. It's by in comparison that Jalen's getting demoted. Because we've talked about Josh Allen and the fact that he doesn't have receivers.
Yep.
And if he was here, yada, yada. Well, guess what? He ain't here. And Jalen is taking full advantage of the position that he's been put in. And you have to give him credit for that, man, because the one thing I do know for a fact is the quarterback position is the absolute hardest position to play. That's the one position that's on the field that's hardest to feel in the NFL. It's so hard to feel. That's why every year, hell, the Chicago Bears moved on from one guy and got another guy, and he looks like he might be the guy, but hell, they had to fire the coach just to figure that out.
Yeah.
It is hard to do, man, and it's hard to make those plays and do some of those things that quarterbacks do. Just like we talked about last week, Caleb Williams, and how he was in a situation where his coach should have helped him out. Didn't do it. You don't have that same worry with Jalen.
I agree with you. Look, Jalen is doing a good job in what he's asked to do.
It's just the way you say it, though.
I don't know how else to say it.
You're doing a good job. This is like you when you're saying the defense is playing well.
Yeah, I wonder how.
It's not the same. I mean that sincerely. Look at me.
You don't.
With all my heart.
Oh, what a lie.
You have a giant smile on your face. I know. I see you turn red in there.
No, I'm not. You cannot see me. Now, that's a lie, Kyle. You cannot see me turn red.
I have an experiment I want. I want an experiment here for the entire fan base.
What?
I wonder how few completions he could have in a game, and we still say he's a driving force. So I just pulled this up. In 2019, when Jimmy Garoppolo led the Niners to the Super Bowl, right? Was he the driving force? It wasn't Jimmy Garoppolo. Would you say Jimmy Garoppolo was the driving force of the Niners that year?
He was the quarterback of the team that went to the Super Bowl.
That was his position.
Did he do anything to help them win the game when the game was on the line? They were up at the half.
Hold on. NFC Championship game.
I'm defending myself.
Hold on. My NFC title game.
Yes.
They beat the Packers 37-20. Jimmy Garoppolo's stat line that game, 6 of 8 for 77 yards. He wasn't the driving force. And I don't think it's crazy to think the Eagles could win a playoff game if they get to play a slappy team like, I don't know, the Vikings or something. If they, the Cardinals, if they play the Cardinals in the first round and they blow them out and their defense dominates and Jalen throws the ball 7 of 10, is he the driving force?
So I see the game that you're playing now, Joe. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do in counter to the game that you're playing. How many wins has Saquon Barkley had the team that he was just on? How many wins did he have compared to Jalen's?
Jalen plays on a better team.
That ain't the argument we have. It's since we want to play some medicine to talk about who won the game.
I'm talking about this Jalen year's Hurts. Eagles.
Jalen Hurts has more wins in the NFL.
Of course he does.
Without Saquon Barkley than Saquon Barkley has with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I know that.
But that's what we're diminishing these arguments to.
I'm talking about this year's Eagles.
This year's Eagles is benefiting tremendously from what Saquon Barkley brings to the table. But at the end of the day, if Jalen Hurts isn't on this team, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that we would not be in the position that we're in. Even though his role has been diminished, he still brings something to the table that, like I said earlier, is unquantifiable, that no other quarterback can do.
You're telling me if we subbed him out for another good quarterback, they wouldn't be doing this?
No, sub him out for Kenny Two Gloves.
Well, Kenny Two Gloves is a below-average quarterback.
The quarterback that's here, because that's the backup. Right, Let's use him.
3 or 4 games, they would have won anyway.
No.
Sure they wouldn't.
I don't believe that.
When the Eagles won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Jeff Hostetler won a Super Bowl.
Wow, now we take a shot at Nick Foles? Well, he was just a guy?
Well, you know what we could do?
Well, his career says that.
I think at some point in the show, we go through the list of every starting quarterback in the NFL and say, would they be able to win with this team? How many before we say no?
I like that idea. 215-592-9494.
You could do to win an argument. That is not right. It's not Nick Foles at the time that he played brought something to the table that no other quarterback could have done. That's a fact.
Well, he played as better than anybody in that Super Bowl.
It was below the belt, too.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Everyone,
how about that D?
Everyone, relax. All right, Seth Joyner joins us next. We'll talk about all this and more. Saquon Jalen, a 10-2 Eagles team. Plus, if you want to yell at me, you can. 215-592-9494. Is Jalen Hurts driving the bus or is he along for the ride? This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. this. It's not my fault.
It's their fault.
I'm just watching. 215-592-9494. All right, let's hear from James Jones, and then we got to tell you about an incredible giveaway that we have starting today and how we're going to get there. First, though, James Jones talking here about Jalen Hurts and how he always does make the play when asked.
Jalen Hurts always makes the play.
Come on.
Whether it's with his arm, whether it's with his legs, whatever it is, he always makes the play. We've seen this dude get to the Super Bowl on his right arm. We've seen this dude win football games on his right arm. We've seen this dude win a lot of football games without Saquon Barkley. We acting like Saquon Barkley would have been drafted by the Eagles and been with Jalen Hurts since day one. Jalen Hurts been a winner before Saquon Barkley. So all this stuff we're saying about Saquon is true. He is an MVP candidate. All that is true. But Jalen was winning without him, and Jalen had to throw the ball without him. Jalen always makes the play.
All right, I want to respond to what James Jones said, because I think some
people... Speak on it, James Jones.
I think some people take this the wrong way. When you say Jalen Hurts is a game manager right now, he's long for the ride, whatever you want to frame it. I think some people take his view as...
They do.
...that he's not capable.
They do.
But let me give you a reason that's not what I mean. I'm just saying right now, this team this year, he's along for the ride. I didn't think that in 2022. I didn't think that in 2022. I thought he should have been the MVP of the league before he got hurt. I thought he was the driving force then. And let me give you an example of this, a higher level player. John Elway's career changed from the driving force of the Broncos when they went to 3 Super Bowls and lost them. Right, he was a great player. He's an all-timer.
I know what you're about to do, and you're wrong, Joe.
And then when Terrell Davis came along at the end of his career, John Elway was not the driving force anymore. He was along the ride as Terrell Davis ran them to the Super Bowl.
This is where I respectfully disagree. It's because you're right to a certain extent. When Terrell got there, it made everything easier. It made that team not so one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. John Elway's still a dog, though. They didn't have the same kind of cachet that they had when Bubby Brissett was back there playing. It wasn't the same thing, dog. It wasn't. I'm keeping it a beam.
Elway helped. He had the flip, the spin to the end zone when they beat the Packers. But like, it was Terrell Davis.
You sat here and you have diminished the importance of the quarterbacks in about 30 minutes.
No, but some are more important than others in particular seasons.
Jalen's very important to this team. This is the ebb and flow of the NFL this year. Because if you look at most of the teams that are having success this year, they're not throwing the football a whole lot. They're not throwing the football. The running game has kind of taken the lead in this. And you know what's the ironic thing about this? I love the fact that the running backs are having a huge resurgence. But at the end of the day, Joe, the most important position on the field is the quarterback.
So,
and that has been shown in the past. It's just that this year, the focus has shifted. It's that too high safety thing, man, we talked about earlier in the year. That's what it is.
Let me say this. You're right and you're not at the same time, okay? You're right. It's become more of a running league, and the quarterbacks maybe are throwing a little less. But nobody's played as many games as Jalen and thrown as few passes as Jalen. Like, he's 22nd in the NFL in passing attempts this year.
Mm-hmm.
But all the other guys from, like, 23 down have only played, like, 8 games, 10 games, 8 games, 8. They've been backups, starters, hurt, in and out. Like, he has 12 starts under his belt, and he's only thrown 304 passes. So, like, he's not a big part of the passing game.
So basically what you're telling me is that when it all evens out, everybody plays the same amount of games, he's going to probably be right in the middle of the pack thing. Mm. I believe that's going to be the case, Joe, especially around this time of the year. I think that when you look at you have to look at every year in the NFL as it's just its own separate thing.
I agree, but he's at the bottom of the separate thing,
and they're one of the better teams. Who else is that? Okay, if he's 31 or 32,
so he's 22nd attempts. 22nd.
Who's 21st?
Well, 21st is Gardner Minshew.
Oh, that's not good.
So, but my point is, everyone. Everyone he's around has only played like 8 games. You know what I mean? Like, because they've been banged up or hurt.
I guess the point that I was trying to make, because what's your favorite quarterback name in San Diego? Well, L.A. the Chargers.
Herbert's
not throwing the ball as much,
but more than Jalen.
Yeah, but he's not. But still, the fact remains is he's not throwing the ball much. What's his name in Pittsburgh?
Russell?
The one that's Russell Wilson, not throwing the ball that much.
There's one thing that
Jared Goff. I'm not throwing that ball that much.
But more than Jalen. Everyone's more than Jalen.
Yeah, but it's still not it's not the volume that it once was.
But he does get those like 400-yard passing games from Jared Goff.
Yes.
Like, he's capable of doing that. Nobody can give me a good explanation as to why the Eagles, at one point this season, figured that their best path to success was by limiting the importance of Jalen Hurts to this offense. There are two sets of samples. There's the first four games.
And then there's since.
And there's since, right? And we know what Jalen looked like in those first four games. And don't give me that Saquon's great. Saquon was great in those first four games. Saquon was great this offseason when we got him. The Eagles went into this season wanting to throw the ball. The owner wants to throw the ball to win. They had to look deep within and say, not only do we need to feed Saquon more, we need to get the ball out of the quarterback's hands.
I'll tell you another thing that I feel kind of helps my argument a little bit is that we talk about Jared Goff and how he had 400 or 500 passing attempts in 405-yard passing games. He's been in that offense with the same coordinator for how long?
Well, that's true, and that's a good reason for it.
And we have a first-year coordinator in what's his name? Kellen Moore.
No,
Kellen Moore. I was about to call him Kellen Winslow. I don't know why. But we have first-year coordinator. We don't want that. But my point is this. We found a formula for success in the first-year coordinator, and we're right on course, and we're considered to be one of the better teams in the NFL because we didn't beat our head against the wall trying to fit a round peg into a square hole.
I'm good with it. And you
played to your strength.
It's square peg, round hole, by the way.
I did. I said it wrong?
Yeah, a round peg would likely fit.
But you just want to correct
me. I'm good with it, Hugh. I just want us all to say the same thing.
No, we are saying the same.
No.
But no, you're diminishing.
I'm not diminishing.
A little bit.
I'm being honest.
Bit.
No, he's you're, along you're, for
bit.
The ride.
A little bit. Because it's one of those things that when you say it, it's like, it plays. I understand what you're saying, Joe, because I work with you every day, and I know how you think. But the layman, the person that doesn't understand, that plays directly into their narrative about what Jalen can't do.
2013 Russell Wilson. That's what he is.
Russell Wilson is a Hall of Famer. God,
and maybe Jalen will be one day too.
Right.
But, this is fine.
But Russell was along for the ride. Okay.
No, it's fine for us. I think we understand what's being said. But it's those people out there.
No, it's you.
Wow,
it's
now it's
you.
Those people?
You're those people.
I am here to teach. Stop.
We all agree, though, it's pretty clear that it's working. And it can work. And they can win the Super Bowl this way. We're just assessing the reality of the situation, and the reality is that Jalen's not driving the car.
That he's not.
He is definitely driving the car.
He's in the back seat. He's back seat driving.
See, this is where we get caught
this
up in
this hour
semantics.
Sponsored by Popeyes. It's football season in Philly. Supply to Popeyes and fill up on wings in seven delicious flavors from Popeyes. All right, before we go back to the phone lines here, Hugh, we have something big to talk about. Remember last month when we had the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway?
Yes, and it was like the best gift we ever gave away in life.
Well, I guess we decided. We decided to do it again. We're running it back.
This is the second best gift or promotion that we're doing in life. That's
big. Why can't
it
be better than the last one?
It could be better.
Well, you know, I thought about that, but it has the potential to be.
Well, here's why
it's going to roll out
for them, man.
Here's why it could be the best, or at least close to it, because we're giving away the exact same prizes last time.
Ooh.
We're just going to do it a little different. So here's what you have a chance to win, and then we're going to tell you how you're going to win it. We're going to do it a little different than we did in the month of November. All right. So starting today through December 19th, we're going to have 10 qualifiers. So each show, we're going to have a qualifying winner moving forward the next, 2 weeks or so. 10 qualifying winners. If you're a qualifying winner, say you win today, you win 2 Jack Daniel's Rocks glasses, 32-ounce Jack Daniel's water bottle, golf tee pack, playing cards, and a tote bag. So that's the qualifying winner. And then the grand prize winner, the ultimate prize package, including a Jack Daniel's Yeti cooler, Jack Daniel's cornhole set, Jack Daniel's giant Jenga, Jack Daniel's original wood smokage, and Gerhard's appliances, Weber grill, and 55-inch TV. I mean, this is the ultimate midday show tailgate giveaway. Now, Hugh, last time we did this, we had a whole bunch of varieties, ways. We did Combo Con, and we had all those that. We're going to do a little different this time. So we're going to find out what's in Hugh's holiday stocking every single day. So
this should be fun.
Here's how you win this. Over the course of the show, we're not going to tell you what time, but at some point during today and moving forward the next couple weeks, you're going to hear this sounder.
It's your holiday stocking.
First of all, you look like a big old candy cane.
So when you hear that, I love the candy cane thing.
Yeah,
when you hear that,
it kind of hurt my feelings every time I hear
it.
We hear that, we'll clear the lines, we'll get you on the phone lines if you want to participate for a chance to win, and you're going to have to try to guess What is in Hughes holiday stocking? We'll tell you how when you hear the sounder, but listen for that sounder, and you'll have a chance to guess what is in Hughes holiday stocking. That's coming up as we go throughout the show. When you hear the sounder, that's your cue to call in and be part of this and a chance at the Ultimate Midday Show tailgate giveaway. Of course, sponsor Jack Daniel's Tennessee Whiskey and Gerhardt's Appliances. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's go to Chris in Middletown, who is up on WIP. Hey, Chris.
Chris.
Happy hump day.
Hey, Chris. What's
Happy
up?
Happy hump day.
I know what's in Hugh's stocking. Hugh, it's a note from HR and says, please come to the show immediately when you're done. Don't go any place else, directly there. What'd you do?
I didn't do a thing.
Mm. Why has Cy Reddick been on four of the freaking football team?
Don't lie.
I didn't cuss today. Well,
not yet.
Not in the last 30 minutes.
Well, you don't need to curse today because that's your partner's got you covered. Joel's here to show up today.
I just want us all to be on the same page with the quarterback, and it seems like it's challenging today for some reason.
Joe, I listen. This is pure entertainment. Hugh, your partner too. He's trouble, Hugh. Man.
Oh but no, just, he. Sit back with your popcorn he there's a method to his madness. I don't agree with what he's saying, but it's just he's different.
Yeah. You said it. Different. Guys, listen. So here's what's going on with the topic here. All right. Jalen's like me and Hugh. All right. He's just sitting in the back of the bus. He's along for the ride. Jalen's back there. He's in the back of the bus. He's long talking with OG Wade because you're going to hear from OG Wade today. I mean, you know the bat signal went up, and I can't wait for that call. But, guys, listen, you know, they're telling you who's driving this car right now. The offense runs for Saquon. Jalen deserves, you know, credit. He's doing a hell of a job turning around and handing that ball off to him. But, listen, when they get in trouble, they run the ball. When they're up, they run the ball. When they need to finish a game, they run the ball. When they want to do anything offensively, they run the ball, and they give it to number 2-6. And come on, to the callers, Kevin, dude, bro, come down to reality. Let's be serious here. Saquon is going to break the single-season NFL rushing record, and that's not, like, a take. Dude, that's legit, like, going to happen unless something crazy happens. This is not Jalen's offense. This year, this is Saquon's offense. Now, to Joe's question, do I believe that Jalen could be Russell and carry this team for a short spurt if needed to? I believe Jalen can. And I believe that is what's going to happen, and I believe that is what's going to help us take a Super Bowl. And, guys, here's what I believe we are watching. We are witnessing and watching the greatest Eagles team ever in the history of the Philadelphia Eagles, that's which is very cool. Long. And this is by far the best team, and we are going to have all of the hardware.
Well, you know, Chris, it's something you said there may have sounded crazy 6 weeks ago. It's not crazy now. Chris, we preached the phone call. I mean, the Eagles, we painted a picture yesterday, but they don't lose again the rest of the season. All the way through New Orleans to win the Super Bowl 15-2, number one seed, championship. I mean, I heard Ross this morning saying it's the best roster in the NFL. If you add that to 15-2 and a Super Bowl championship, yeah.
Yeah, the road to Super Bowl looks like it's already been paved.
Well,
got to get there.
This is very disrespectful to the 49 team.
Yeah.
Which we all remember well.
What was your favorite game that season?
We all remember.
The one with the championship, obviously.
Oh, of course, the big one, big game.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, I mean, how could...
How could you forget that?
I watched the highlights of it all the time.
Yeah. Was it color, in color or black and white?
No, it's a cassette. It's a VHS.
Okay, I got it. 215-592-9494. All right, Brooke is up next on WIP. Hey, Brooke.
Hey, brothers. How y'all doing?
Good, Brooke. What's up?
All right. Is it possible that when you take a long ride down south, three people might drive the car? Let me explain that. Okay, let's think about it. All right, without the defense, you wouldn't be able to have Jalen doing what he's doing. If you add Jalen's run yards to his passing yards, he's equivalent to Goff. You guys are way off talking about Jalen and driving. Jalen's driving, Saquon's driving, and the defense is driving. Everybody's driving. That's what's going on here.
Don't nobody drive when I'm
Yeah, well, I'll say this, and I get your point. And I think at some point, if they're going to win the Super Bowl, Jalen's going to have to take the wheel back over and take it for a few miles. It might be an NFC Championship game where they're down 10 points and he's got to throw them back. But the last, I mean, on Sunday, he didn't drive that bus on Sunday. I mean, he sat and watched.
He drove, Joe.
He drove what?
The Dallas got a touchdown. That was a key throw. That was a big throw.
Swing past the flat.
Joe, Brooke. If Kenny Pickett was there, was he going to hit the pinpoint pass?
No, he wasn't going to hit that.
He's made 11 completions on Sunday.
No. That wasn't a question.
What pass on Sunday was hard?
Dallas got a
pass. No,
it
wasn't.
Oh, my God. Did you see the pass that he hit to the outside?
To A.J. Brown.
Oh, come on, man. Come on now. Come on.
You're not think there's been games this year. Hold on.
Dude, see,
there's been games
this
year where Jalen has made some big-time throws, like the throw in the back of the end zone to Devontae against the Jaguars. We caught it one hand. Hold on. The play against A.J. against the Giants down the field, like, he's had some bombs. Sunday's not the example, guys. That game. Like,
that slant was a big play.
It's a slant pass.
It's not, Joe, that play is not easy to throw.
Is that a high level throw?
We have diminished.
No, the Eagles have diminished the quarterback.
We have diminished. No, we as fans talk about, oh.
Hold on, the head coach called him a game manager.
That's not. That was semantics, man.
Manage. Brooke, appreciate it.
We got to the point. Oh, man, you made that throw in my sleep. No, you can't.
So
that's not easy.
But most pro quarterbacks make the throw.
No, they can't. Oh,
stop.
Let's say that Brooke's analogy is correct, which I liked it. That, you know, you have a long road trip. Somebody's taking over the wheel.
Like our bus trip. We have all these drivers.
That's exactly right. Yep. Even though I want Herb on the wheel the whole time.
Mm.
He's the only one I trust. Think of every game this year so far as 1 hour of the car. Which hour has Jalen Hurts taken over the wheel?
Usually the one that's not a lot going on.
Well, which of these games? Consider each game an hour on this Eagles bus trip.
Gotcha.
No,
which one of them
it's not
was Jalen driving?
The Bengals.
You're simplifying.
I thought that was the best game.
I don't think that's fair to the argument because you're simplifying it too much.
I'm just using his analogy.
What Jalen brings to the table is unquantifiable. I can't even. Don't be mad at me because I used the big old word.
No, it's totally quantifiable. They put stats out there.
It's not.
We all look at stats.
It's not because of the intangibles that he has, man. Jalen's a good quarterback. Jalen might not have been what we needed him to be early on, but Jalen has shown a tremendous amount of growth in the last couple of weeks, and it has been diminished because Saquon Barkley's contribution has overshadowed everything.
I think we have gotten too sensitive about Jalen. I really think we have. This is so clear. He's a game manager and along for the ride. It's okay.
No, it's
Tom Brady was in 2001, his first year. Russell Wilson in 2013. Troy Aikman was along for the ride for some of those Cowboys runs. It's okay to say
it. But it's the nowadays. I hear what you're saying. Again, I can't stress that enough. It's the negative connotation that comes along with that word. You're right about Troy Aikman. Troy Aikman's numbers are pedestrian when you talk about what his contribution to that team and getting into the Hall of Fame. But won a Super Bowl, won a couple of them with that team.
So,
and if Troy Aikman is not there, that Dallas Cowboys team is not the same. It's not the same.
I agree. But if we're doing this whole thing where, you know, game by game, which one has Jalen Hurts won? And if you even want to say the Bengals – he only threw the ball 20 times in that game.
I know.
And defense held Joe Burrow and then to 17 points at home.
That's what we're doing, and I don't think that's fair.
I don't think he's first on the list of reasons that he's won,
but
that
see,
we've won
see,
any game this year.
That is not fair.
It's totally fair because it's true.
I don't think that's fair because I go back and I say the reason why we won that game against the Saints was because of Jalen Hurts.
No way. They scored 15 points.
And I know you're probably going to say, Joe, that they fell down on that crossing route.
They scored 15 points?
But Jalen Hurts was a part of that win.
He threw a pick in the end zone. He fumbled.
But Jalen Hurts was a part of that win.
He was almost the reason they lost.
He was a part of that win. I feel like
not the number one reason though. Not the driver.
He was a driver. He was the reason why they won that game. I feel like this, man, because we are so enamored by what other people are doing. It's by in comparison that Jalen's getting demoted. Because we've talked about Josh Allen and the fact that he doesn't have receivers.
Yep.
And if he was here, yada yada. Well, guess what? He ain't here. And Jalen is taking full advantage of the position that he's been put in. And you have to give him credit for that, man, because the one thing I do know for a fact is the quarterback position is the absolute hardest position to play. That's the one position that's on the field that's hardest to feel in the NFL. It's so hard to feel. That's why every year, hell, the Chicago Bears moved on for one guy and got another guy
And he looks like he might be the guy, but hell, they had to fire the coach just to figure that out.
Yeah.
It is hard to do, man, and it's hard to make those plays and do some of those things that quarterbacks do. Just like we talked about last week, Caleb Williams, and how he was in a situation where his coach should have helped him out. Didn't do it. You don't have that same worry with Jalen.
I agree with you. Look, Jalen is doing a good job in what he's asked to do.
it's just the way you say it, though.
I don't know how else to say
it. Hey, you're doing a good job.
This is like you when you're really saying the defense is playing well.
Yeah, I wonder how.
It's not the same. I mean that sincerely. With all my heart.
Oh, what a lie.
You have a giant smile on your face. I know. I see you turn red in there.
No, I'm not. You cannot see me. Now, that's a lie, Kyle. You cannot see me turn red.
I have an experiment I want. I want an experiment here for the entire fan base.
What?
I wonder how few completions he could have in a game, and we still say he's a driving force. So I just pulled this up. In 2019, when Jimmy Garoppolo led the Niners to the Super Bowl, right? Was he the driving force? It wasn't Jimmy Garoppolo. Would you say Jimmy Garoppolo was the driving force of the Niners that year?
He was the quarterback of the team that went to the Super Bowl.
That was his position.
Did he do anything to help them win the game when the game was on the line? They were up at the half.
Hold on. NFC championship game.
I'm defending myself.
Hold on. My point. NFC title game.
Yes.
They beat the Packers 37-20. Jimmy Garoppolo's stat line that game, 6 of 8 for 77 yards. He wasn't the driving force. And I don't think it's crazy to think the Eagles could win a playoff game if they get to play a slappy team like, I don't know, the Vikings or something. If they, the Cardinals, if they play the Cardinals in the first round and they blow them out and their defense dominates and Jalen throws the ball 7 of 10, is he the driving force?
So I see the game that you're playing now, Joe. Okay, so this is what I'm going to do in counter to the game that you're playing. How many wins has Saquon Barkley had the team that he was just on? How many wins did he have compared to Jalen's?
Jalen plays on a better team.
That ain't the argument we have. It's since we want to play some medics to talk about who won the game.
I'm talking about this
Jalen
year's
Hurts.
Eagles.
Jalen Hurts has more wins in the NFL.
Of course he does.
Without Saquon Barkley than Saquon Barkley has with Jalen Hurts.
Well, I know that.
But that's what we're diminishing these arguments
to. I'm talking about this year's Eagles.
This year's Eagles is benefiting tremendously from what Saquon Barkley brings to the table. But at the end of the day, if Jalen Hurts isn't on this team, and I believe this wholeheartedly, that we would not be in the position that we're in. Even though his role has been diminished, he still brings something to the table that, like I said earlier, is unquantifiable, that no other quarterback can do.
You're telling me if we subbed him out for another good quarterback, they wouldn't be doing this?
No, sub him out for Kenny Two Gloves.
Well, Kenny Two Gloves is a below-average quarterback.
The quarterback that's here, because that's the backup. Right, use him.
3 or 4 games, they would have won anyway.
No.
Sure they wouldn't.
I don't believe that.
When the Eagles won the Super Bowl with Nick Foles. Jeff Hostetler won a Super Bowl.
Wow, now we taking shots at Nick Foles? He was just a guy?
Well, you know what we could do?
Well, his career says that.
I think at some point in the show, we go through the list of every starting quarterback in the NFL and say, would they be able to win with this team? How many before we say no?
I like that idea. 215-592-9494.
You could do to win an argument. That is not right. It's not Nick Foles at the time that he played brought something to the table that no other quarterback could have done. That's a fact.
Well, he played as better than anybody in that Super Bowl.
It was below the belt, too.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. Everyone,
I want that D.
Everyone, relax. All right, Seth Joyner joins us next. We'll talk about all this and more. Saquon Jalen, a 10-2 Eagles team. Plus, if you want to yell at me, you can. 215-592-9494. Is Jalen Hurts driving the bus, or is he along for the ride? This is the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.